and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 27th of January, 2008. It's the birthday of Charles Lutwidge Dodgson, known to us as Lewis Carroll, born in Cheshire, England, 1832, the author of Alice's Adventures in Wonderland and Through the Looking Glass, who gave us The Mad Hatter, The March Hare, The White Rabbit, and many others. A gifted mathematician who taught at Christ's College, Oxford, a photographer whose photographs of children still considered remarkable today. Lewis Carroll was shy. He had a stammer, but he felt at ease around children. It was said that his stammer disappeared when he talked with kids. He was well known as a storyteller, and he especially liked telling stories to children, particularly the children of the dean of Christ's College, including his daughter named Alice. And that's where the idea came for Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. An enormous success, which has remained popular to this day. Lewis Carroll said he only intended the story as a fantasy and nothing more. Lewis Carroll said, "If only I could manage, without annoyance to my family, to get imprisoned for 10 years, without hard labor, and with the use of books and writing materials, it would be simply delightful." It's the birthday of Mozart, born in Salzburg, Austria, 1756, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, a child prodigy who was composing original work at the age of 5. His father Leopold took him and his sister on several tours through Europe. Mozart would write piano pieces. He was able to listen once to any composition and then write out the whole thing from memory. He visited Vienna in 1781, and there, although the archbishop was not always so kind to him, Mozart settled. In 1782, he married Constanze Weber. They had 6 children, 2 of whom survived into adulthood. And there in Vienna, he wrote The Abduction from the Seraglio and The Marriage of Figaro in 1786. Died young. Some thought of syphilis, some thought mercury poisoning, some thought food poisoning. And because the country was battling an outbreak of bubonic plague, not because of poverty, Mozart was buried in a mass grave. Mozart said, "When I am completely myself, entirely alone, and of good cheer, say traveling in a carriage, or walking after a good meal, or during the night when I cannot sleep, it is on such occasions that my ideas flow best and most abundantly. Whence and how they come, I know not, nor can I force them." And it's the birthday of Jerome Kern, New York City, 1885. A friend and collaborator of Oscar Hammerstein II, the two of them wrote Showboat in 1927, which gave us Old Man River and Can't Help Loving That Man. Hammerstein spoke at Jerome Kern's memorial service and said of Kern, "He stimulated everyone. He annoyed some. He never bored anyone at any time." Here's a poem for today by Aaron Kramer, Winter Song. Under a willow, close by a brook, her lap for a pillow, her eyes for a book, she, like a drummer, practiced her art. All spring and all summer, the drum was my heart. Hear how the willow sighs to the sun. It is over and done with, over and done. Hear the cold brook that can hardly run. It is over and done with, over and done. Under what maple, close by what lake, will she lie next April? Whose heart will she break? Winter Song by Aaron Kramer, from his collection Wicked Times, published by University of Illinois Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzger and Katrina Chikala. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.